time. Don't start accusing me, calling me fake and all that. You're dead wrong. I didn't get us into this situation by discussing with people who I shouldn't be discussing killing my mother or being mad at my mother or my mother's boyfriend or doing psycho things. I didn't start this. Just keep that in mind. I did this, okay? You started this by inappropriately interacting and discussing things with people that you should not be discussing. So that's where the problem is arising. Not that I'm fake and this and that. Yes, I did go look into doing this. It took a very, very long time. And I just recently came into contact with this detective, and he was very nice, very helpful. I'm not looking to fuck up Ryan. I'm not looking to fuck up you. That's not what I want. I want to be left alone with these kinds of comments about shooting me and killing me and killing Joe. And I don't want anything to happen to me, Joe, you, Harrison, nobody. I don't want anything to even happen to Ryan, all right? I told him my feelings. He was very, very nice. He said he's calling Ryan. And then when I spoke to him again, he told me he already spoke to Ryan. And you know, he's now going to call you. And that's all that happened. I don't know why you're blowing it into proportion into a psycho, paranoia thing related to something that happened to you personally, which I had no idea about, which you were just telling me. Something happened in Binghamton when you were in college. I had no idea about it, but you're now sharing that with me, and I'm very curious what that is, but if you don't want to tell me, you don't have to. But the point I'm trying to make, don't put this on me. I don't want anything to happen to anybody, and that's why I did this. And are you recording me?
What?
Are you recording me?
Why would you say that?
Because that's what you do, right? That's what
sometimes
you do. I spoke to this guy. If he called you, you should call him back. He was a very nice detective.
Oh, I thought it was like an active, ongoing thing. That I didn't know it was just
teaching
a lesson.
You just return the freaking phone call and talk to him. And he thought the whole thing, he heard the tapes, he thought it was very bizarre and very morbid.
Really? He thought on my part it was horrible? That's so strange.
Why don't you just talk to him?
I had no idea what it was about or what my purpose. You didn't tell me anything, and you said, call him back. So I thought the worst.
I thought that's all it was a call. If something happens and you need a lawyer, of course I'll help you.
Why are you saying that?
Well, the way you were talking.
The way you're talking.
I take it in with handcuffs. I don't know what you're talking about.
A cop called, so that's why,
he's not a cop, he's a detective.
Okay.
He came up, he's very nice, he was on the case, and I think he has the information, and that's all I'm going to say, and I'm not
why do you keep ending it? The second it's call him, did he take Ryan in?
Very nice, and he told me he was going to call you. I said, okay, I'll let my son.
The last time that happened, I was in jail, so. And this is worse. That was for an exit sign that got broken at a drinking party.
All right, I don't want to hear this. I remember that incident you told me. That.
Okay, then you have a shit memory, and you're accusing your son of shit. So I don't know why I ever had to talk to anybody.
Because a detective called you. That's why.
That's retarded.
He's a detective that was spoken to Ron.
But you're not telling me anything. It doesn't sound like there was anything aside from the phone call to
it's
even.
Disrespectful not to call him back.
Well, I wanted to know what the charges are.
Don't call him back, alright? I don't know what's going to happen if you don't call him back. Don't call him back.
Well, I'd be much better off personally if I didn't.
This conversation's over. I'm at work and I have to go back upstairs. Goodbye.
I may actually have to call him. Oh, God. Let me see what this number is.
Hey, Alex. This is Detective McCoy. Riot Squad, Detective O'Connor speaking.
Hi, I'm looking for Detective McCoy. My name is Alex.
Hold on 1 second, please.
Thank you. Terrible. In the middle of my wank. Put on hold on my own arrest. I know that line. It sounds so weird. And cringe. It's so dark, the land. Dark on foul, the fang. Foul, froth, flee. To one cop, but it says, I want you to come in. You know you're ooh-ish. He says, Alex, you're on mute. But our system owls picked up everything. You Branford then just Dalba. Branford said, of course did. Alright, he still didn't pick up, so I think they thought I was gay sounding. I'm gonna jack off.
I'm being honest, like, it's like, you know?
Working at Sir, I have seen a lot of beautiful women, but nothing is like it.
Hello?
I just heard somebody. Are you taping me?
And no, that was the TV.
I'm gonna call you from a home number, okay?
Yeah. So suspicious. Is that sus? Suspection? Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
What was that for?
What was that for?
It's bad.
What's bad?
The state of affairs.
Well, what do you mean?
They're not great. It's not a regular thing that's been going on.
Going on.
I don't think really anything.
Oh, alright.
It's very upsetting. For everybody.
It's very upsetting to me to hear that.
Well, you're part of it, indirectly, I guess. I made you a part of it. Couldn't help but just become so graveled and unladen in a horrible, impetuous, tormented world view, and sick, sad, lonely, solemn, sorrow, paranoid, but not antisocial, even asocial, just so many down slopes anyone could go. There's a lot to be pointed in when you're going all the wrong, and none of it ever looks good. I felt such empathy and horrendous, increasingly voluminous tears and webs in this past months especially, but there's always a more sorrow outlook and a grooming somebody could have, but you can't live your life in shambles and with a crud on your sleeve just keeping you at repress, depress, unlay. Anyone can cry.
I don't know what you're talking about, actually. I have no idea.
Oh. That's
just
too bad.
Just talk regular.
Yeah.
And don't talk like this. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Your words are jumbled.
Kind of, yeah. Sort of. You know one thing, you're right. I could use a lot of language skills and overall improvements that you've offered me all my life, again and felt every week since I was born. All I did was reject proper paths because I thought I knew better. It's disgusting. Retarded, in fact.
So what else is new?
Nothing. I called the copper, but
yeah, what'd he say?
Some other guy told me to hold, and then I was holding for like 17 minutes, and then it It literally disconnected. The guy didn't sound like he wanted to put me on with his friend too much, but I called the direct line he said I should be speaking to, and then some other guy picked up, so I don't even know what number he gave me. But the guy...
He's not in every day. Every time he called me, it would be at night, and I missed him like 3 times.
Really? How long has he been calling you?
Like a week.
A week?
I didn't really reach him.
And you made the report September? That was when it's, I guess, back to school, homework?
No, I would say he called me about a week ago.
Okay.
A week ago.
That makes more sense. Exactly.
Yeah. And I couldn't reach him. Every time I called him back. But I mean, I left messages for him. I did give him my name and number.
How well do you know this guy?
What's that?
Have you only talked to him once?
Well, I talked to him a few times on the phone when I finally did meet
him.
He's
Anthony's friend?
No.
Oh. How do you know him? You just walked in one day?
They assigned him to the
case. Wow. Who reported it?
I reported it.
Called up and then they said, we'll have this guy call you?
No, I went to the DA's office.
Oh my God, why? To file?
Because I read about it and they said that that's the best way to go and then they referred it to the precinct.
Okay. So I'm so sad. So what did this guy say Ryan wanted?
Well, why don't you talk to him and then you could ask him the question?
What? Why are you being this candor? It's been making me miserable the last few days.
He called Ryan, and he told me he's speaking to me, and now you're the last one he's going to speak to.
So weird.
So, when you speak to him, you could ask him anything you want.
This was the exact ploy that I felt so defeated, deceitful, maltreated, malfeasible. Like I'm just useless and nothing to you. Guts.
What does that mean?
That you felt so horribly betrayed by me that now I feel what it's truly like to like not have a mom at the moment. And
well, I mean, I don't know what he's really going to ask you. He didn't discuss it with me.
I just feel like you haven't protected me for so long, and this is literally like the end. You thought I didn't protect you, so you wanted like a child to make me feel the same.
You're not a child. You're a grown-up.
Yeah.
And Ryan is a grown-up, and that's why this is serious.
Yeah.
You're 30 years old.
Right. Sort of.
You're almost 30. You're closer to 30 than you are to 20, and you're closer to...
I'm basically physically looking sort of like a 25-year-old. Mentally, emotionally, like an 8-year-old. But mentally, I could be like 40. Or... That's not true in every area, obviously. Harrison has things to work on, Joe. The same talk you gave me the other day. I felt as if you weren't even treating me like a friend even. Not even a mom, though. Like, Stephen Corona had said to me multiple times without me saying anything. I only defended you, I swear to God. More or less. But he says, I feel like your mom hates you, yo. What did you do? He has said that to me just based on, like, you trying to deactivate the car one time when you thought I took it out to, like, I guess smoke pot.
Oh, you know what? None of your friends act like that to their parents, so I don't give a shit what they say, really.
Right.
You, I know what you've done to me and the way you acted towards me.
Right.
I'm not making excuses for anything
okay.
I've done. Anything I've done the right things, and
sort of,
all the shit you did to me, I don't think I did anything I should not have done.
What did I do to you?
A lot.
Alright.
A lot. You put things on the internet of me.
So
like,
what?
Publicly. I mean, who does that to their
That's
parents?
Retarded. An idiot. A psycho. A loon.
I mean,
loser.
I don't think I did anything.
A loser most of all.
So if that's the impression he got, I don't hate
It felt like sometimes you would like treat me like a legit enemy. I guess. In a lot of cases, probably, yeah. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
But that's not what this is about. I don't know what you're talking about.
This is different.
It has nothing to do with this.
It's altered.
Every situation is different.
It's fucked. What did he report on Ryan's bidding?
Why don't you ask him? I didn't ask.
You said he called you after he talked to Ryan, though.
I didn't talk to Ryan.
Well, he did. And you talked to him.
Well, why don't you talk to him and stop being such a yenta? Ask him directly.
That's so weird to say the word yenta when a cop is involved.
Well, you're acting like a yenta.
Well, you're the one who called the cop, so I want...
I didn't call the cop, I called the
It should have been you and I against Ryan, and you made it almost like me against you.
Well, you don't live with me.
Well, this is a
and
police case.
Tape.
That I sent you.
It's not necessarily...
You're
it
so dumb. You're right. You are making this against your family.
No, it's not. It's me and my family.
It's you and your boyfriend versus me and some other kid who are not the same. Complete opposites, really.
That's not exactly the truth. It isn't against anyone.
It is, though.
He told me panic-stricken that he said something about killing me.
In retrospect, thinking deeply into the mind of a psychopath killer, and I study Crimecast quite a bit, Penn, actually, but
and then that doesn't make me look good. I don't think he really meant that. I said, I don't think he really, really meant
that. No, I was telling you this whole time that you need to be wary of someone who would say things like that.
And then you sent me those clips, and then that's why I got concerned.
Yeah, but what's with the me? I told you what was going on, so why am I talking to a cop? What did you tell a cop? What?
Because you did the taping. That's why.
To show you.
Yeah, I know, but that's why I know he wants to speak to you because you were the one that is on the you did the taping, I'm sure.
Well, I want to know what he's intending to get out of me.
I don't know. I don't think anything, just...
Then why do I have to call him?
Well, then don't call him. What,
right.
do, you him? What do you want me to
well,
say?
Well, I literally tried today, and he didn't pick up, and the guy didn't want to be honest either way, so since it hung up, I don't even know when I would get him in, so like, what's even the point?
Do whatever you feel comfortable with.
All right. If he calls back, maybe I'll pick up, but do you think he would call back?
Every time he called me back, it was...
Well, if he's called you so many times, what's the current stat? It's just waiting to talk to Alex?
He told me that was the last step.
Of what completion, though? I wanted to know the thesis of why you had to involve me.
Because you gave me the tape.
About someone who was threatening us.
Right, so he wants to talk to you.
So bizarre, though, that, like, you didn't, like, say, like... My son is scared of him, too. Just protect us. Like, you were so not protecting me, like, just dealing with, like, the law.
I said we're all uncomfortable.
Yeah, but, like, what part of the investigation would I have unless it was something that could be potentially used against me?
Like, I have no idea.
You obviously have the recording and any other facts that I'm sure you would have let him know.
I don't have anything recorded. I don't record people.
But you showed it to him. But...
I gave it to the DA. They gave it to him.
Yeah. My part in this seems to be that you're making it that they have to question me and make me viable in it as opposed to being a victim in your party like Joe. Yeah, but he's killed me before and revived me back to life. Like, he could have implicit threats if he's going to kill my family. Like, what makes me feel I wouldn't be next? That's why I told you.
So if that's how you feel, then just don't answer the cop, then. It's up to you.
Oh, okay. I was so scared. If he calls back, maybe I'll call back, but I didn't know. I was scared. I thought that you would, because you didn't tell me anything, not even to expect. I guess it's weird. Like, sorry if I came in guns blazing, but you were just, because of the gravity, how I enrolled you and enthralled you in the worst of the sickest hunger felt lames of blame and untamed disdain. It's just horrible, separate, unlame. I can't. It's upsetting, treacherously torment. I'm trying tied up in the sick.
I'm gonna take a nap now.
All right.
I'm going anywhere. Okay.
No. You don't seem satisfied with the result of the cop's investigation.
You're a grown-up. You have to do what you feel comfortable with. Don't ask me.
Yeah, you're phrasing it in ways as if, like, I'm at risk.
I didn't say that.
You're stating it as if I'm putting you at risk by me not having, like, formal enforcement by police. Like, what exactly were you hoping to get done? I really don't understand.
You wanted me to go to the cops.
Yeah, I didn't mind. Yeah, not on me. Like, what?
But you're involved. How else would I be involved?
I was involved as part of the victim that we were both lied to.
Alright, so then you tell the cop that.
I don't get why, like, the investigation targeted, like, squared Alex.
They speak to anybody involved.
It doesn't make sense that, like, you wanted me to be, like, well, you also opened how... You opened how the cop was disturbed by me. So, hearing it, you obviously...
What did he say in the message?
He was very disturbed with what he heard in the message that I left.
Oh, is that what he said?
No, that's what you said, he said. I don't get it.
Well, what did he say on the message?
He was very fake. Sort of the way Joe thought Anthony liked him for like 5 years, but they've done that before. It's not like... out of the book. I don't know. I'm scared. It's bad. It's not good. I can't even talk it. I know. Even though in New York it's entirely permitted.
No, it's not right.
No. Never post, never record. It's messed up. Oh well. I'm so sorry. It's weird and bad, and you seem like you're very upset, though, I'm not talking to the cop.
Well, I don't think that that's the right thing to do when a cop calls.
I guess.
Anybody, yeah. I wouldn't ignore it if they call me about anything.
Right.
I don't think you should ignore it, but if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I don't get, though, why you're so mad at me still.
I'm not mad.
Yeah.
I'm mad the way you called me this morning when I was at work and accused me and screwed.
Well, I was in the dark.
Because
you're still being not that transparent for me when I was trying to be as open as possible for you, sort of.
I'm not being closed.
Are you sure? Everything? So then what do I stand to lose, or, like, what are you looking to gain from the cops' involvement? Like, just pure protection? Or some satisfaction of, like, us, like, either apologizing or having him, like, give us a motivational talk or a threat implicit, or, like, what was the purpose?
Well, he asked me if I wanted to have,
charges pressed.
Well,
restrained. Arrested.
Yeah.
Me too, right? Me arrested?
No, not you.
Oh, okay. And that's good that you could have that option just from a phone call. Wow. I didn't realize people even had that much power just from a phone call. I didn't see anything. It must be because you're white or something. That's pretty nice that they offer that. Wow. So you really are, like, a kind woman that you don't want to see him arrested and, like, you're not, like, a Haley.
No, I don't want him to get arrested.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. What did Joe think, though, about, like, did he agree with you?
It has nothing to do with Joe.
Oh, I thought he was like the defendant as well.
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm so. I feel like I got so much less close with you from it. It hurts. It's upsetting.
Well, it wasn't a comfortable thing.
I know. I know. I
also,
was crying
I don't
for weeks.
Anything about me personally discussed with anybody. Like
Violatrix.
It's very violating.
I've done things like that before.
Well, it's not a joke.
I have, I guess, a tear from reality. I guess you, one would call it schizophrenia or something. That, like, I don't separate humor. Some call a comedian, but not, you know, breaking from reality. How people need to be treated on normal tenses. It's very bad. Like mania to like some where lives could be threatened even. I guess a lot of people have that clearly. We watch some documentaries, but I feel so bad. Like my own hurting my mom is what Poppy always ingrained in me with morale is, and dad too. The worst thing you could ever do is hurt your own mother. And I've done targeted things at you in the past and put you compromised. I tried to always forget about it, but it's so bad when you don't think anything like that is happening. It just does. I don't know. I'm disgusted. Just mourn. Sickness. It's malevolent. Obsessive.
Anything else you want to take a nap?
Well, you said that they said he could go to jail tonight or something. And you didn't want him to do that.
They said that they could arrest him.
Okay.
If I wanted him arrested, but I
right.
said I didn't want that.
Yeah, you did. No, but thank you for that. Even though I hate him, I hate his guts. I wouldn't care if he died, but I wouldn't.
Well, I don't
but,
hate him.
Yeah.
I think, you know, he has a problem.
Yeah. He needs to be in a psych ward, but who am I to judge?
He has a problem. And
big
so
time.
You.
Yeah.
You have a problem
yeah.
also.
I do.
That you two would discuss that.
Well, I wasn't discussing it. I was literally just passing a message after. I was trying to play it cool so he didn't get hot. You know, have him not suspect anything's the fuss. But that clearly went out the window about a day, two after that happened. That's the facts of it. And then, what did you elect then? If you didn't elect for him to go to jail, you just said, I just want you to do the other, the non-violent option.
They document the, you know, what happened.
The conversation.
He documents his phone call
yeah.
with him. He documents,
so he has to take notes.
He documents it with me, and now he's going to document it with you.
Yeah.
So there's like a report.
And now will my name go in the system by talking to him?
Well, it will, just like mine, but I mean, I'm not pressing any charges.
Hmm. Okay, so unofficial but formalized. It's like a low-key report.
Hopefully.
Why hope?
I mean, it's not going to be a record or anything, or Ryan's.
I don't care about him. I would have if he wasn't target, but I hate him for what he said about you. So I don't know what good reason he could possibly have come up with to lie to this guy. Because, like, what am I supposed to say? My friend is a horrible... My ex-friend is a disgusting, filthy... Like, you said I'm, like, nearly implicated being bizarre to how cop perceived that a guy who won't even pick up on me, like, I don't even know what purpose I serve. I don't know why I was involved, and I sort of know why you would want me to talk to him, but that you didn't tell me and wanted it to be kind of like a blind study or whatever. Double blind experiment. I don't know your mind. Like, having, but like, I get you felt I was sort of against you, So something wouldn't have brought it upon you. But it's more than I'm literally just your son, and it's something that happened to me. And that was why I was trying to make it clear. He just wanted to take things from me because he felt he gave his time hanging out with me, like being there for me, I guess, at times. Like, he's owed something from me no matter what. You just got caught up in the horrible mess because I'm so retarded that I talk and I'm trapped shut, like someone who gets hit in the mob early when you just say about what you have and brag or whatever. It's sick. It's sad. It's bad. Yeah, even with someone you think you could trust. And that's besides the fact of what that is, that mutant eagling. I shouldn't have said any of it. It was mistrust, disdain, no gust. It was like spoiled prosciutto, it was just rough. Yeah, so I don't even know what to do with that now. Truly, I'm at a loss. You know I don't like to feel that way. Maybe I do, maybe I subconsciously do every single bad thing to happen to me, but I really would hope not. If there's any...
Well, he's not, he just wants to talk, just like he did.
It's
with
so
me.
Bizarre, though. Yeah, there was nothing for me to say. But yeah. Like, my point of view makes no impact on the state of affairs of this, which is why I was so upset. Because I know it, but you don't. Which is what hurt. You made it me a part of it, and I felt betrayed that you didn't try to protect me, right? You didn't act like a halo. I don't know. It's bad.
What was I supposed to do? I just got a call from him recently. What was I supposed to do?
Say that he's not guilty of anything. He's scared too, or whatever.
Well, I said I'm very close to my son. I said I'm close to both.
Yeah, but
my
you
son.
Didn't say that he didn't do anything.
He heard from the tape that you were talking to him.
But you're the one that has to say we are victims here.
I said I was concerned.
You didn't believe
me.
I'm a victim, and you think
I
I'm more of the oppressor.
No, that's not true.
What?
I said I was concerned about me, my boyfriend, my son, Alex, and my son, Harrison.
Well,
that's
that I get.
So that's what I said. That's what
but
I
you
said.
Weren't treating me like a friend, I guess. It was, like, bad. You weren't helping me out or anything, like, in any way.
I don't understand what you're looking for.
But I don't be involved in ongoing investigations when I try to help.
You
that.
Were the one that gave me the tape.
But you didn't even tell me that there's anything I have to worry about. You made it seem like none of this was even going to happen. And then you wouldn't
I'm
even...
telling you now.
But why can't
happen.
You tell him what I'm saying to you next time
because
y'all talk? Yeah.
You're 27.
I guess if that's
like
yeah.
Divorced.
You're not like babying me, I guess, with it, which is what hurt.
But that's not what they want. They want to talk to
yeah.
you.
That you couldn't speak up for me is what hurt.
No, you can't do that at this point. You're too old.
But yeah,
you're
treating
old.
Me like not like part of your unit. So it's fucked.
What do you mean?
But not as, like, someone to be protected, as someone to be, like, harassed almost for, like, something that they wanted to avoid just as much as you. Cops
That's
could be
true.
Very intimidating, especially when
That's
they're acting
true.
Fake nice. It's, like, no joke, like, to involve officers, but I guess you're doing it in kind of a joke way since you're not making them do anything, and Ryan just lied to them. I don't know. It's odd. It's my fault. For once, it's my fault.
Look, the objective is I just want everybody to be safe. That's
all
really
right. I wanted that too.
I want Ryan to be safe.
Well, I really care about Ryan and this thing because I didn't have to worry, and I know you don't have to worry because I told you. But
I
was really just worried for Ryan that he's going to hurt someone else.
Now everybody knows, so there you go.
Oh, wow. So Anthony helped?
No, I didn't tell Anthony this.
Then what are you talking about?
I kept this private. It has nothing to do with Anthony.
You said everyone who's in the law found out.
I said now the law knows.
Well, you're making it like against me that I have to like talk to cops. You weren't making me part of your family. Because you wanted that. Because you wanted it.
I had to talk to a cop.
Yeah, but you weren't, like, coming as far as me. You didn't talk to me. You didn't ask me how I felt.
I did not go to the cop for you alone. I went for
it doesn't matter that it's not just against me. I was part of
you know what?
The negativity. Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hi, dear.
Hi, how are you? You still have somebody in your house?
My dear.
What's wrong with you? Taking strangers in? You're nuts. You say... I can't take serious.
Oh.
You don't know. I don't believe in anything you tell me anymore.
I'm sorry.
Because you're a liar. And
my dear.
I don't like liars.
My dear.
Do I lie to you?
My love. No.
So why do you lie to
my
me?
My darling. Bubby called the popo on me.
I don't understand your English.
Bubby called the popo on the me.
Who do you even take in your house? I don't know who you do. What you do, and I can't believe anything you do.
Don't.
And I lost faith in you.
Oh.
And that's it.
Shit.
I locked the door. That's what you just heard. I banged the door.
Why?
Because I had to lock it, and it has to be hit.
Oh.
You
yeah.
know what it said? It said not to lock up.
Huh?
Cool. I just locked up. I had the door open.
Good.
On the patio, and
oh.
I froze the house out.
I love it.
What's doing with
hey,
you?
Hey, babe.
What's your new lies coming
I
up?
Spoke to Bubby. She called the popo on me.
What? I don't understand your English.
What?
Talk slow.
Bubby tried to send me to jail. Bubby tried to send me to jail, my love. Bubby.
I can't understand you.
Oh.
That's a very sad situation.
Yep.
If I can't understand you.
I know the highs and lows, they come and they go and trick it and draw.
I mean, you sat next to me and you lied to me.
Why?
You lied to me about things.
When did
Could
Esther
I ever believe anything you say?
No. Heck no, we won't go.
No, I know. What
oh, well,
did you have? In common with Jack. What
Jack?
Did you call Jack?
Of all traits off.
What did you have to talk to him about?
I told him he was the cool goddamn Dr. Lurkham Jag off. Jaeger Man and Telly Jelly Folly Fought.
Excuse me.
Topin'
the Hula. I didn't understand what you said. Hala Gala
Walla with Dilla and then Tella Trana Tala Death Taliban style Fretley Hoopla. Holla, Hetley, Ootley, Gulu, Brock. Down Monk's friend.
What did you ask him?
I told him he was a fat cat and he needs a hat with his rat and his sack. And his goddamn brand, Tamp, Lance, and
what
rat.
Are you talking about?
I spoke to Bubby, my dear. I'm on the phone, Mom.
Huh?
Mummy called the police on me, darling.
No, I don't like the way you're talking. Like, sissy, what are you talking like a girl for?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's in itself. Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax.
Hello?
Hi, love.
So what are you saying?
Oh.
If you're gonna lie to me, I'd rather not talk to you.
Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Yeah. All right, Alex. Don't you think you're smart?
What?
Interrupting you're wasting your time and your money.
What?
Go out and get a job.
Okay.
And you'll be a different man.
Yeah.
And I could look up to you and say, that's my grandson. You don't give a damn. And you don't give a damn about what anybody.
You're making me queasy, my love.
And in thinking about that, I will say goodbye, good luck, and when you can start telling the truth, then I'll listen to you. But if you're going to keep lying, I don't want to have anything to do with liars. I don't like liars. They're evil. Now, if you're going to be that way, then don't bother. I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
So you keep saying yeah, and that's the way it's going to end. I don't wish to talk to you. If you're going to lie to me, then I don't want to hear.
I'm so sad.
Why are you so mad?
Because I'm really got a big heart on for.
I'm the one that's mad because you lie, and I don't want to hear lies.
When someone's mad, if you act more mad, you can distract them and even make them feel bad. I call it the Ronald McGrump. Jack is on the rack with the stack. I say slap. Give me a.
What are you talking about? Why did you call Jack?
Because I think you're beautiful.
Did you ask him for some money?
I needed a little bit of an easy, long way play. And done.
Oh, you needed a service?
Yeah. For my friend.
Where to?
My friend Toby needed to go back down to the parlor.
What?
My friend Toby was getting a flight down from the out of JetBlue order.
You gonna move?
I might move to down south.
What are you talking about? You're not making sense.
Am I love?
I don't understand you.
Oh, my darling.
Who are you talking
You're
impetuous.
About?
Esther? Why are you talking about Esther?
She's a cutie, though,
you,
babe.
And she don't want to bother with nobody. Why do you bother people?
Esther don't want to say nothing to me no more?
What's wrong with you? Don't bother my friends. They don't want to bother with you.
Oh, my God.
What?
I said I pray to God.
They're not my friends?
I'm a man
Why?
Of the law.
Are you my grandchild? You're lying about everything.
Oh, my.
Why are you lying? Where does it get you?
I'm an imposter. I got a syndrome thing. I'm a synagogue. Apotropoco. Eclerophic. Hey. Yabaloo-doo.
Goodbye, Alex. When you stop lying, then you could talk to me. But when you're lying, I don't wish to talk to you. So, goodbye. Good luck. I love you. But I don't believe a word you say. You got yourself in a lying mood. And that's all you do is lie. You don't tell the truth. And I can't take people who don't tell the truth. I hate people who lie. So remember that. Goodbye. Good luck. And you better stop lying before somebody else punches, punches you in the face? Who punched you in the face? Why? When?
T.H. Lawrence.
What?
Teddy Frank and the Frog Fallens, man. Frog the Fall.
Who are you talking about? Punched you in the face.
The Hunts are
gone.
Yeah.
And if you're getting a punch in the face, you may deserve it.
I did.
You did? For what?
I was gambling.
Why you hang out with people like that?
Down by the road.
You in the face. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
Just stop lying. Go out and get a job.
All right.
You're like a mummy. You stay in the house. Get a nice job. You're qualified for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you stay in the four walls in a dirty apartment.
Right.
A shame on you.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God. There's so many ways to love you.
And you haven't gotten over. You act like a baby.
Yeah.
You're a grown man. Go get a good job.
Yeah.
When you're qualified. You're qualified for it. You're just plain lazy.
Yes.
Yes. You're a lazy person.
Yeah,
baby. You'd rather sleep and play with your
my figurines.
So, goodbye, good luck, and the best of everything to you. I don't wish you bad, but wish you as a good grandchild.
All right.
You're not a good man.
No.
You lied too much.
Yeah, baby,
I'm not
yeah.
Lie. Lie to yourself, but not to me.
You just gave me a hard on for.
All right. I remember that.
I love you, Dad.
Bye and good luck.
Thanks, babe.
When you stop lying altogether, then I could talk to you. But not when you lie to me. I don't like people who lie.
I love you.
Especially to me, your grandmother. Shame on you. Shame.
Oh.
You lie. Why do you lie?
I was bored.
You're bored? Yeah. Go out and get a job.
All right.
You lazy guy. When you
become a sack of bricks. Yeah.
When you get a job and I see your paycheck, then I'll know you're okay.
All right.
But not now. Yeah. You're not okay.
No.
You're sick. Yeah. And that's when you better wise up. Stop it this moment. If you want Grandma to love you.
Okay.
Tell me you got a nice job.
I got a job. I got
go
a job.
Tomorrow and get a job. Look for a job. People are hoping to get jobs. And you don't know. You sit in that room and you play with your toys. That's stupid. That's plain stupid. And I'm a college boy, smart as can be, and look what you're doing to yourself. I love you.
I love you.
Regardless, but I won't have anything to do with you.
Oh, my God.
I don't enjoy knowing the nonsense that you play.
Yeah.
The lying you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, think about it, how much lying you do.
Good amount.
And you get yourself in trouble with the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. That's very nice.
Yeah.
Keep it up, Alex. You'll end up beyond jail.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what you make your mommy happy and me happy. We're not happy like that.
No.
You stop lying and get a decent job.
Sure.
And get out of the rooms. Get dressed. I saw you have a suit there, a shirt.
Yeah.
Get dressed and go out and get a job. Stop being a bum. That's what it's become, a bum. And you know what a bum is? A fool. And I don't like you for being a fool. if you're not lying no more, then you can talk to me nice. But not until you stop lying. You lie too much. And that's not because you want to be happy. If you want to be happy, you stop lying right now and start getting a job and think of yourself as a human being, not as a mad dog or a sick dog.
Oh my God.
Hello?
What, honey?
Did you make up your mind what you're gonna do?
Yeah!
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna get a job!
It's about time.
Yeah! Yeah!
A human being, a charming gentleman.
Ooh.
But right now, you're a big liar.
Yeah.
And are you happy with it?
No!
Are you lying the rest of your life?
Never!
What a job that is. Good luck. When you have a job and go into work and not lying, then I'll accept you. Otherwise, I love you, but I don't have anything to do with you.
I love you.
So remember that. You want to be loved by me? You will say,
ooh,
show me that you could be a person and not a child.
Yeah. Let's
good
go,
boy.
Babe.
Good luck.
Thanks,
God
love.
God bless you.
I love you.
And when you're a good person, then I will look up to you.
Okay.
And praise you.
You got it, man.
And don't act like a jerk.
I know.
Do you understand?
Yes. Pronto.
Start understanding right now. Throw away your lies. Throw away the people that you say you have in the house. Throw away all of them and start being smart.
They don't exist, love. My brother?
How he lives his life. He
yeah.
tries to be well.
Ooh.
And take care
he's
of
he's so well.
And doesn't lie.
I know him well.
What?
I owe him to be well.
I don't hear you.
I love you, swell.
You love me? Show me you love me by acting like a nice gentleman. Like a fool that plays with toys. Where did your education come from? You went to college. You made good marks. You were excellent. You're so smart. But you're turning into be a boob. A big boob.
Yeah.
And you know what that is, a bum?
A pussy, yeah. A pussy.
And you want to be a bum?
Yeah.
Nobody will ever look at you as a, again, really. You're a smart man.
Thank you,
love. You have a nice, decent job. You'll qualify for anything.
Ooh. Yeah. Hey.
And you know what you're
what?
Doing? You're throwing away. You're throwing your life away.
Yeah, I am.
It don't make sense.
No.
So start thinking what your future holds. Get a nice job. You got an apartment.
My future is I care too much.
What?
That was a song, love.
You're gonna change your whole attitude?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh?
Pronto, copy.
You're gonna start being a gentleman?
Whiskey Tango.
Stop lying.
Mango Lock.
Decent job.
Oh, I love you.
Huh?
You're great.
When you do that, then you tell me, Grandma, I got a job.
Grandma.
And I think you're right.
I'm flying high.
My time.
No lie. We all high.
We see your time. Nobody comes up to see you. You're making things up.
I know.
Nobody is good.
No.
You can go out and you're a handsome boy.
So many hot Jew girls in the app, though.
You can get a nice girl eventually.
Right.
But first, get a job.
You should really try the brisket from Chipotle. Delivery only till Thursday on the app starting next Tuesday.
Stop talking like a girl. Will you stop it?
What?
Talk nice and regular. Not like Tweet Tweet the bird.
Tweet Tweet. Tweet Tweet.
You're not acting normal. Goodbye, Alex. When you act like a gentleman and a smart boy.
Yeah.
Because you have the brain.
Oh, I love you.
You're so goddamn lazy.
You got that.
Yeah. And that's what I don't care to have a conversation with you. You're foolish. And I love to talk to you, and people love to hear you.
Yeah.
You're smart. You're no dope.
No.
You're a smart boy.
Uh-huh.
And you're throwing it in the garbage with your toys.
Yeah. Correcto.
You sit in your apartment.
Okay.
Like a moron.
I try. I dip the candle as a law. Yeah. Who may? Who more? Where for them?
When
yeah.
You gonna make
it
your mind and change your mind? And act like a gentleman.
So I stop.
Like a decent man. Your father would like it. Your grandfather would like it. Everybody would love you. They know what's going on. You're disappointing them.
I love you.
Yeah, it's not funny. It's very real. You think the dead people don't see us? I believe.
Yeah.
Yes. Goodbye, Alex. Be smart. Be wise. Be a good guy.
Look
at the bums in the street. You see too many bums in the street.
Yeah. You do.
Yeah.
I came, I saw,
I
have
to eat something. I'm hungry.
Eat me. Bye-bye. Eat me, baby. Oh shit, crypto's crashing. JK. No, it's definitely done.